guys, what's going on? You're listening to ReviewADay.ca, and I'm your host, Mike the Birdman Dodd from ThisWeekInGeek.net, and many great radio stations across this great land of ours. Well, guys, today I'm going to be talking about, well, where the hell I've been. It has been a long summer for me, and just decided to kind of catch up on my gaming, kind of get back into that gaming feel. After the last game I reviewed for Rad, which I believe was Transformers Rise of the Darkspark, the less I talk about that game, the better. But what are we going to be talking about today? Well, because we're in that holiday release window, the fall window, a lot more Rads will be coming out. We're going to be talking about Alien Isolation, Smash Brothers, Hyrule Warriors, WWE 2K15, Dragon Age 3, lots of good games. But we're going to start off this fall season with one of the most hyped games of the year, Destiny. That's coming to us from Activision and Bungie. So I want to preface this. Before I went into this review, I knew next to nothing about this game, and in fact had avoided all the hype for it. All I knew from it was from my co-host Jamie on the Prototype, is that it was kind of like an MMO mixed with a shooter. I figured the guys behind Halo, it should be something good. It should be pretty amazing. And yeah, so my experience with this, I should preface this by saying I've got about 35 hours in plus. I just beat the main story last night. I'm level 23 as of right now, so I'm not powerful enough to go on the raid, which was launched today because it's Tuesday, September 16th, and I would get my ass kicked. So I haven't done that. Plus, I don't have a lot of friends playing this on PS4 enough to form a full 6-person fire team to take on this particular mission, but I'll get to that when I get to the multiplayer slash extras for this game. So I also saw my first commercial for this last night watching Hulu Plus, the live-action trailer. That was actually pretty cool. I'll say that was actually pretty badass. So Destiny, let's start off with gameplay slash storyline, and this is probably the most story you're actually going to get out of this game. So the storyline, inside of a nutshell, is you play someone that is known as a Guardian. Basically, Earth has been decimated after this long age of discovery, but also decline. There's this giant orb floating above the last city on Earth known as the Traveler. You as a Guardian have the ability to channel some of the Traveler's light into these awesome abilities. You could be able to summon this awesome weapon which decimates people in one hit, or throw what is essentially biotics at people, or like do this awesome smash attack which kills anybody pretty much in multiplayer in one shot. And well, you are fighting up against something known as the Darkness. I know, creative, right? And well, it's up to you to travel across the solar system, across some newly terraformed worlds such as Venus and Mars, to find out what is going on. Along the way, you'll fight enemies known as the Vex, the Fallen, the Cabal. And that's pretty much about it. If you want to learn more about the storyline, you really have to go on the website and read these things called Grimoire cards, which unlock as you do events and find things in the world. Because the game like this game is remarkably light on story. And that's, I think, one of the game's biggest faults. Because Bungie, if they do anything right, they know how to build a world. Halo, it's a shooter with heart, is how I would describe it. And a lot of people say, oh, Halo story sucks. No, I really like Halo story, and I really like the Master Chief. Here, you play just this faceless Guardian, led around by something called a ghost. So think of it sort of as a discount version of 343 Guilty Spark, voiced by the dude from Game of Thrones, Peter Dinklage. And he basically guides you around by the hand to help you accomplish various objectives in the environment. And the gameplay, I would call it a mix between Halo meets Mass Effect, would be the best way to describe it, I think. The shooting mechanic feels very, very familiar. Very close to Halo is how I would describe it. And why am I not surprised? But you can pick up gear, which is unique. So think of kind of like Borderlands. In other words, guns might have different effects or might have a faster reload, but a lower clip size. One might have a fire damage effect attached to it. One might have at the bottom half of the clip does more damage than the top half, you know, stuff like that. Stat changes that mean something. And also your armor does the same thing. Once you get past level 20, that's the soft level cap, you have to collect gear that has a stat on it called Light. Which, it's going to be... That's how you level up in the higher levels, is you need gear that has Light on it. And you can acquire this either in-game through random drops, or you can visit this guy called the Cryptarch, who where you pick up these things called anagrams. Pretty sure I got that right. And you can have him take this thing apart, and he can craft it into something else. But you can also buy it from three class leaders and other people around what's known as the Tower, which is where most of this game's social elements and marketplaces, by earning marks in what's called the Crucible, which is basically PvP, or Vanguard marks, which is like PvE, but it's cooperative sort of thing. Still, it is still kind of fun, though. In terms of anything different this game really brings to the table in terms of gameplay mechanics, that's really kind of about it. Although, don't expect to be spamming grenades or knives. I played through this game as the Hunter class. I have not tried the Titan. I have not tried the Warlock. They just don't suit my playstyle. And I don't know whether I'll actually go back and level up any of the other characters. It's just, it's not necessarily in me. However, though, there are different classes of weapons. There's like auto rifles, which are automatics. You get pulse rifles, so think of battle rifles. Scout rifles, which would be DMRs. Hand cannons, basically handguns with no sights on them. Special weapons, which are like shotguns, sniper rifles. You also get something called a fusion rifle. Think of it as kind of a long-range shotgun. You get rocket launchers, heavy machine guns, stuff like that. You also can summon this thing called a Sparrow, which is basically the Star Wars speeder bike, would be the best way to describe it. You also get a spaceship, but all it does is really transport you between planets. Basically, you can change it cosmetically. I don't think it does anything really, as far as I can tell. But yeah, I mean, it plays fine. I mean, the one thing, if I did have a major complaint about it, is that bunny hopping will save your life more often than it should. For example, if you just jump around a battlefield, odds are the enemies can't hit you. And some of these enemies are dumb as a post. Some of them are really smart. But most of the time, pretty sure these guys rode the short bus to school. And that's kind of a problem. Because playing this game single player, it can get kind of boring. Although doing the story missions by yourself is probably a really good way to get the feel for it. But this game is best played with friends. And I'll talk about that a little bit when we get into multiplayer slash extras, though. The core game itself should take you about anywhere between 8 to 10 hours to beat on story mission, depending on how much you want to level up before you go into a certain area. I walked through this game because I spent a lot of time in the multiplayer just to kind of get a feel for it. I think I was level 21 when I beat it. The final mission suggests you're between anywhere from level 16 to 18. And I'll say this, and I know I've been saying that a lot. For the quote-unquote final boss of this game, you have got to be kidding me. Oh my god, you've got to be kidding me. And take from that, from my voice, what you will. I'll just say, I haven't been this let down by an ending since Halo 2. Now, someone online has told me there's a 10-year plan for this game, so this is not the quote-unquote end game. This is merely the end for right now. We're going to get more content through promised updates through Bungie. There's also the expansions, which will be coming out sometime in the near future. One of which was exclusive to the PlayStation 4 for a year. So take with that what you will. So let's move on to graphics for this game. This game is pretty. This game is very pretty on the PlayStation 4. Specifically, there is a puddle on Venus. And I know that sounds really weird because Venus is this hot planet with acid atmosphere. You're dead. But in the future, it's a jungle planet. So I'm walking by what looks to be like some kind of a natural gas geyser spring thing. And I stop and look at the water. And if you remember, in Yellowstone National Park, there's the geyser that has, it looks like a giant eye because of all the different chemicals that are in the water. And it looks like an oil slick, kind of. Like, you know how there's that weird rainbow effect? And I stopped and I'm walking through this and I'm walking. And I stop and look at this puddle. And I can see things moving under the water, and just the water effects in this game look really, really cool. And seeing some of the sky from the moon, when you're on the lunar surface and just looking out into space, there aren't many games that I feel have captured the fact that there's no atmosphere on the moon. And I know that sounds really weird, but it's one of the few games that actually makes me feel like I'm actually in space. This game, its visual aesthetic, like I said, it reminds me of Halo and Mass Effect if they had some bastard baby. But it is kind of cool. I also like the fact that your customization options for your character, for your armor and everything, does carry over into cutscenes. It carries over into multiplayer. So you're not just fighting 1,000 different colored Master Chiefs. If you have a piece of Rust Burner armor or a Magellan helmet or whatever, it looks the same. And because I play a hunter class, I wear this thing called a cloak. And I'm currently wearing a faction known as Dead Orbit. And it looks very much like this fashionable thing you get like Abercrombie and Finch. I just think it looks cool. And that carries over. That's really kind of cool. I'm actually really happy that they did that. Explosions look really neat in this game. There's a lot of really cool particle effects. I think on the PS4, this does run at 1080p. I just got a new TV in the studio, and this thing looks great. Like, I'm actually seeing this in true HD for a time, because I bought one of those really cool fancy TVs with, like, the really awesome gaming refresh rate and all that stuff. Basically, went, something broke, got something cool. This looks great, though. This does look great. It's one of the nicer-looking games I've seen on the PS4 right now. The cutscenes are nice and smooth. There's a lot of personality to the cutscenes when they pop up. Enemies look nice, especially when you get up close, you can notice little notches on their skin, stuff like that. It's nice. It's really nicely detailed. No complaints in the graphics department at all. Moving on to the sound for this game, Destiny sounds great. Explosions have the right proper amount of oomph. Gunfire sounds kind of neat. However, one little quibble. Whenever you fall from a great height, I played as a male character in this game, and I fell from a height, and I hit the ground and goes, ugh! I'm pretty sure that's the same sound effect as in Halo 1 or 2, when you took a hit as the Master Chief. Maybe that's a little hidden Easter egg in there. It sounds the same to me. The voice acting in this game, when it pops up, most notably, you'll be followed around by Peter Dinklage the most, and I know the character in the game is supposed to be very neutral, very toned down. And I'm not saying Peter Dinklage phoned this in. Not at all. Because the guy's a wonderful actor. But here, lacking personality isn't the right word. Or right phrase, rather. It's just, I'm not feeling it, if that makes any kind of sense. Everybody else, though, in the game, there's Nathan Fillion, actually. He plays the leader of your faction, another hunter. And it wasn't until someone pointed it out on game trailers that I realized that. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that is Captain Tightpants and stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure there's other Firefly alumni in here. I'm pretty sure I heard the woman that plays Zoe in here somewhere. It's okay, honestly. There's nothing really to complain about here. Your character actually speaks, too, and it's generic as hell. There's nothing really exceptional about your character either. I do like the voice actress who plays the stranger, though she doesn't get a whole lot of lines, but I like her performance just the same. And the speaker's a creepy dude. Just saying. I do find if you spend a lot of time farming in this game, though, some of the sounds will get on your nerves. Especially, I'm using one weapon. It's a pulse weapon, and it's so high-pitched, it's a little annoying, but, music in this game is great. There's a lot of really great music in this game, and I really wish I looked up who composed it, before we did this, review, but I like the ending piece. There's some nice musical pieces throughout. It's good. It really is. I definitely think sound and graphics, working together create a really wonderful tapestry. Multiplayer slash extras. Okay. So this game is meant to be played with friends. It's basically an online MMO shooter. Best way to describe it. Now, you can have various people in your parties. The world is always populated with random people, so you can help out people if you see them running around or whatnot. In fact, there's one spot on Mars where I farm where if I see a chest, there's different emotes you can do. I can point. So I point to where I find a chest, and hopefully the guy who's farming with me notices it too, because you each generate your own loot. So you can't steal someone's legendary item if you happen to kill their guy or whatever. I like that. So chests both spawn for you. He gets it and you get it at the same time. So I do like that. I did play a couple missions co-op. In fact, I actually played with a really awesome fan of Twig, who's been a fan of the show for 7 years here, and he was a guy from Sweden. He was really awesome. That really made the experience. If you can play this game with friends, it's a lot more fun. Playing the game solo or against random matchmaking co-op people, it's fun, but they don't make chatting friendly. In fact, I have not heard a single person talk in this game outside of when I join a fire team who is with friends. And that's a problem. Someone pointed this out on Kotaku, and I agree with this. If you could have proximity voice chat, that would be really nice. Like, if you walk up to someone in the marketplace, you could talk to them. Or if you're on the same fire team and you had match made up, it should give you the option, do you want to talk, yes or no? Something like that. And I know you can hover over a person's name and press, like, options or whatever and do it. That's a pain in the ass. So let's talk about the actual multiplayer. The multiplayer, there's your standard King of the Hill, there's your Team Slayer. There's also these co-op missions called Strikes. There's also daily things where you can, like, here, compete in this competitive multiplayer mode, get extra XP, or you might get extra Vanguard marks and Crucible marks. Now, what those are, you need to rank up in those in order to get gear. For example, most gear requires you to be of either one of those, Vanguard or Crucible, rank 2 or 3, and you have to have like 150 to 200 marks to spend. It's kind of like a currency that's not hard to earn, it's just very, very, very time consuming. You can only do so much a day or a week, I forget off the top of my head. There's also events too. There was actually one this past weekend where you had to participate in something called Salvage, which is basically like, not, kind of like King of, very much like Hardpoint Domination from Titanfall, except you move around. Like, different zones will open up, hold it for 45 seconds, or sabotage the other guys if they happen to get there first, sort of thing. The multiplayer, your weapons and your armor, level advantages are disabled. So, but weapons will still perform differently. So, if they have a really awesome chain gun and you only have a scout rifle, it's still going to be really awesome. It just may not be as awesome as yours. And I find the shooting and the guns feel in this very inconsistent. In fact, I would almost call fusion rifles incredibly cheap. They're like a long-range shotgun, and I get a high amount of kills with those. Yet, with auto rifles, and I'm pinging headshots with this thing, and I'm still not killing people. So it kind of baffles me the fact that people would use other weapons. Sniper rounds are retardedly overpowered, but that's just my opinion. It doesn't feel very tight. It feels very Halo. It's very bouncy, very light, very casual. Whereas I'm used to playing a shooter that's more tight, like Call of Duty, or more recently for me, Titanfall, which feels remarkably tight. If you die, it's because you made a stupid mistake. Here, I don't know. It feels too floaty is the best way I can describe it. But it's not to say that this isn't fun. It can be. So my final thoughts for this game, does this game live up to the hype? No. Does that mean this is a bad game? No. I would call this game, it's got a lot of potential. If Bungie fixes a lot of the little things, and this is only a launch week so far, so I would predict maybe I'll have a better opinion about this in, say, 3 or 4 months when a lot more content and patches have been released. But overall, right now, if you want to get your feet wet with this, I might recommend a rental. See what you think, because you can be max level in 2 days if you really gun at it. But if I had to give this game a numerical score, I'd say 7 out of 10. It's good, but it's not what I was expecting. And I expected a lot out of Bungie for this. I didn't want story to be smacking me in the face every 5 seconds, but I expected not to have to go to a website to get an idea as to what the hell is going on. I had a fan ask me over Twitter, "So, Mike, what do you think of the storyline?" "I don't know, I'm 10 hours in and I don't know what the hell's going on." That's a problem. That really is. So if you want to play this game for a storyline, I might say avoid it. If you want something that's kind of like Borderlands, but more serious, okay. But for right now, I'm going to say check this game out, but give it a rent first, see if you like it. And we'll probably have to do some kind of an update on the prototype in like a few months to see if this game has gotten better. So like I said, coming up on the show in the next couple of weeks, Hyrule Warriors, Super Smash Bros. For the 3DS, Alien Isolation, WWE 2K15, Dragon Age, Call of Duty, all the major releases. I will be covering them, hopefully within a few days of launch. And yeah, if I get the game early and I can post it early, I definitely will. So thank you guys. Hope you guys had a really good summer. Hope your school year's off to a good start. So until next time, guys, I've been Mike the Birdman Dodd saying, live free or die hard. And I'll catch you guys again next time, right here on ReviewADay.ca and ThisWeekInGeek.net.